Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Stuck inside of Yamari.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, time to go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products
in the DMV.
And join the DMV's own Mr. Barstool Nate. What up, Nate Dog? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man. What's up with you?
We're good, dude. We're good. We're settling into fall here. Trying to figure out where this Commanders thing is. Where are you, yeah, bud?
Look, I've said it once, I've said it a million times. With a healthy Jaden, this team can beat anybody on any given Sunday. With a unhealthy Jaden, with Jaden on the bench, this team is a bottom five roster in the league who needs a lot of help. Right now, we have an injured Jaden, and this team stinks. There is a lot of holes on this depth chart. There is a lot of bad schemes on the defense. There is a lot of bad going on with this football team right now that a great quarterback can sometimes mask, and Jaden is that great quarterback, but if he doesn't have any legs, this team's not going anywhere.
Mm. You know, I think that theory is starting to show some validity, frankly. The loss in Dallas was incredibly one-sided, and incredibly disappointing.
I still think it's more than just a unhealthy Jaden. You need some more stuff to help Jaden out too.
Of course, I'm saying he's so good. It's he can mask all the faults across every other position. But when Marcus Mariota is, you know, doing circus acts out there, and the defense is trying to cover CeeDee Lamb one-on-one with Bobby Wagner, a lot of bad things are going to happen. And I could talk about how bad this defense is for hours on end. I am so disappointed in not just the defense and Joe Witt Jr., but the lack of changes being made. I can't watch this team sit in a soft zone one more time without wanting to jump off the third floor roof. It's just insane how bad and soft and pathetic this defense is playing. Three takeaways so far this season. Let me list some teams with more takeaways. Every team besides the Jets has more takeaways. The Jacksonville Jaguars have 14. It's just Mikey has regressed so much. Lattimore, all he does is cardio until it's time to get a pass interference flag. Quan Martin, who you guys told me last week is good, is absolutely terrible. There is very, 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 very little good going on with this defense. And changes aren't being made, which says to me, Dan Quinn is saying, hey, Joe Witt Jr. is the best person in the world for this position. And I would argue that can't possibly be true.
I don't know that you can. I know they're not going to make changes like firing anybody right now, period.
It makes no sense to me, JP.
Okay. You can feel it. Like, I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm just telling you it's not going to happen.
Right.
What B. Mitch has said, and I'm curious your thoughts. Quan had a bad game in Dallas, period. Not pretending he didn't. Quan has shown a lot over three seasons in Washington that I don't agree with you that he's not a good player. Lattimore, since he's arrived, last year was subpar. That was blamed on the injuries. This year, it's been largely subpar. There have been some good plays. Dak, the one throw to Pickens before they scored right before halftime, he was in coverage, just perfect ball, great catch. Sometimes that happens. But overall, Lattimore has been subpar. The explosive plays in the secondary continue to happen.
Too many.
Brian's contention, which we now have some empirical data to back up, if you're giving up the explosives, playing it largely conservatively, they are generally just sending four rushers on about 70% of the pass plays they've faced.
Yep.
Start blitzing. Try to do something differently.
Heat them up a little bit. Make them have to do things a lot quicker.
Where do you land on that? Because they're not going to fire Witt. I don't see DQ. One, I don't see DQ taking over calling the defense. I'm also not entirely sure how much of a difference that makes. He and Witt are basically in concert on how things are being called. I think you have to change up personnel or you got to change up strategy. Where do you land there?
Yeah, so if we're saying, I'm with you, if we're saying we're content with being 29th in yards allowed, 27th in pass defense, 23rd in total points allowed, and only three takeaways, and we're not getting rid of Joe Witt Jr., fine. I'm with you. It's ridiculous that we just don't even blitz. We don't get to the quarterback whatsoever. We don't even give these trash bag corners a chance to do anything because we're not getting in the quarterback's face. The only time we did was against Justin Herbert, and it worked. And then we come out against Dallas, and it's like they're playing one Mississippi, two Mississippi until they can even try to get at the quarterback. It is the most boring, vanilla, nothing defense we have ever seen. And we have seen some bad defenses. We have gone through it with our defenses. And this might be even more vanilla and wallpaper than the Jack Del Rio defenses and the ones before him. I cannot figure out for the life of me how they're not even trying to get to the quarterback. I know it's a personnel issue. I know that. We know that we didn't go out and get any sort of edge rusher in the offseason, and that was a big mistake. Bring the safety down. You know, try to just rush five instead of four. Do anything different, and they're not. And I think I speak for everybody listening that it has to change because doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again and being 29th in total yards allowed at this point in the season is so wildly unacceptable that you're right. If they're just going to be kumbaya and hold hands and walk into the sunset and say, we're not making any changes, you got to make something on the field happen.
Yeah, I agree with you totally, but it doesn't seem like nothing is going to change on the field in a drastic way. And where are you going to go with it? I mean, the personnel right now is basically what you have. The best thing you do is wish and hope and pray for some help to start coming here again.
Yeah, and it's tough because, you know, everybody goes, you're the oldest team in the league. Yeah, like Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, you know, Von Miller is 100 years old. They're running 5.440s out there. They can only do so much. So if our current defensive coordinator cannot scheme something up, I don't know, get in the lab and figure it out. If he can't do that, somebody else has to come in and do that because the status quo is not working.
Agreed on that. The status quo is not working. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow Barstool Nate at Barstool Nate. Check out all his work at Barstool Sports. Defensively, the concern is on all three levels, especially with these injuries. Dorrance Armstrong was their best defensive player. Now he's gone for the year. Offensively, what are your concerns? Because they are moving the ball well, but what stands out to me is their inability to run the football.
Which was best thing to do early on in the season.
Right.
And I don't necessarily agree that we can't run the football. I think every time Bill has the ball in his hands, if he's not fumbling, he's showing pop, is, you know, going down immediately to Dallas and having to throw the ball, having a Jaden, you know, not 100% healthy, isn't going to, you know, spark inspiration into the offense, and it has to Clifton has to change his game plan. And you know what? We're not making excuses. Let's just call it what it is. It's really hard to win games without your three starting wide receivers. And we can't gloss over that. You know, we can't turn Chris Moore, who I like, and I think he's stepping up and playing great. He's not a one, right? Like, we can't make Robbie Chosen you know, come off the bench, off the practice squad, and become a one. We're relying on these guys who aren't starting wide receivers in the NFL to be starting wide receivers in the NFL. It's the offense on paper, you know, with Debo and Terry, that's a pretty good 1-2 punch. Unfortunately, as they say, the game's not played on paper, and the guys didn't even show up to Dallas because they're hurt. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to judge an offense when the entire wide receiver core is injured. And it's really hard to judge Jaden when he has a knee brace, you know, that looks like NASA had to make, and he's throwing the practice squad guys. So the offense, it makes sense that, you know, that they're not clicking. That makes sense. And we shouldn't really have expected them to come out, you know, with fire because Chris Moore and Robbie Chosen are the starters. So I give them a pass. It's the defense that I'm 1,000,000,000% mad at, not the offense.
I tend to agree with you. You know, I thought Jay Gruden said it really well when people were worried about Jaden. Not the injury, but he had some misses in that game against the Cowboys, and they had four active receivers. And, I mean, Robbie Chosen wasn't on a roster last year. I believe Chris Moore wasn't on a roster last year, and then a third and a fourth round pick. What's your level of concern with some of these draft picks from last year not producing, whether it's opportunity or not? I mean, even like the Brandon Coleman thing, dude's been inactive now for five straight games. Last year, he started most of the season for you.
Yeah, so not great. Obviously, Brandon Coleman has to be on the field. We don't know exactly the reason why that he's inactive. And
all right,
not even
stop. Why he has to be on the field?
What do you mean, why does he have to be on the field?
You say he has to be on the field. Why? Why you say that?
Well, I'm saying, like, you would hope that your starter from last year would get on the field in year two. I'm saying, like,
they move him to another
field
position, and it doesn't seem like it seems they have more confidence in the other guys than they do him.
Paul has been playing well, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
so
let me rephrase that, B. Mitch. I would like for him to be on the field. I would like to see him playing. I'm saying I would prefer him be on the field and playing. I prefer our draft picks pan out. You know, I want to see our guys get out there and show why they were drafted. You don't want your best player to be a seventh round running back to come out of the draft. I mean, I think Trey Amos is playing admirably for a second round rookie. And then, you know, Bill is doing Bill things. Jalen Lane, I think, can get there. I really like what he shows in flashes. He has to learn the NFL wide receiver position, which we know is tough to do we know it's tough for wide receivers to hop into the league and become great immediately. I think he has a lot of potential, though. Yeah. But yeah, like it'll take more than two drafts to rebuild this team. We know that this roster had a lot of holes, and that Adam Peters traded some draft capital to plug those holes with veterans. And it'll take more than a couple draft classes to completely revamp this team. I'm choosing patience. I'm not, you know, yelling at the clouds, why aren't we back in the NFC Championship game this season? I think at the beginning of the season, we had this conversation and we all kind of agreed we shouldn't expect, you know, 13 wins every season. Things are going to happen. We're not going to get every bounce and avoid the injury bug every single season. And we're seeing it now. And I'm not overly worried. It'll take time. Dynasties aren't built in a day.
I think that is a mature kind of viewpoint.
Damn, about time he do something with you.
Out of here, B-Man.
What do you think happens over these next three games? These are difficult games at KC, then Seattle and Detroit at home.
It's really mean that they're making us go into Arrowhead on Monday Night Football. That's just a mean thing that NFL is making us do. They got to anti-flex that game so we can kind of just like get in, get out. You know, you expect Mahomes to drop a 40 burger on us. You can't really expect anything different. Our defense is bad. The Chiefs are clicking. We're probably gonna have Mariota as our quarterback. It's the worst possible scenario. I'm not. There's no reason to even stress about it. It's maybe this can be like that Colt McCoy Monday night game down in Dallas about a decade ago when we were terrible and we won that road game in Dallas and it was very, very, very fun. I don't really see that happening again. I I'm not overly optimistic about this Monday night game, to put it mildly.
I mean, I get that. I think a lot of people probably share a similar viewpoint.
Yeah. But I've seen games just like that, and the team that you didn't expect to win wins.
And then it's immediate, you know, Sunday night versus Seattle. Maybe Jaden's back. I'll say it again. If Jaden plays, we can win any game. Without Jaden, I'm not very confident. It also doesn't help, you know, that Terry hasn't taken a snap since the Obama administration, it feels. So if we can get healthy and get our guys back on the field. If
not
Debo
even Biden,
can heal up,
Obama? That was
no, I can't remember the last time Terry took a snap. And Buddy Baker, this is on you. I just want to make that clear. Buddy Baker does not get a pass for the football malpractice that he pulled. So I just want to remind everybody that Buddy Baker is the reason this season has gone down the toilet.
You got to stop it. It ain't true, man.
No, it's true.
It ain't
so
true.
So Seattle next
Buddy
Sunday.
Buddy Baker don't play defense, and then Terry don't play defense.
And then Detroit the Sunday after that, and then maybe we win that Madrid game on November 16th versus Miami at 9:30 a.m. It's going to be a tough upcoming schedule for sure.
Yeah, dude, it does look tough. Let's be real. That said,
it looks daunting.
There's no rules that prevent them from winning.
They can.
Yeah,
rise to the occasion.
With a week of preparation, we've seen Mariota play good football. It's not like we have Bemich going in and trying to sling the rock. We have a good backup. So
I go in, we'll have a chance to win. You go in, there's no chance in hell.
Bemich, not joking. What could you run a sub 540 right now?
I could beat you.
I know that. I got 1 foot, but could you run a sub 540?
Is your foot still injured?
Yeah, definitely.
No, my foot's fine. My foot's fine. It's just an excuse I like to pull out.
He has a lot of excuses.
A lot of excuses.
Like, if I lose a game of Madden, I have a broken foot. How was I supposed to win? So, yeah.
You say that
my
poker, too?
Yeah, when I'm making terrible folds at the poker table, it's like, my foot was acting up.
We just did a segment on this. I'm curious where you land. The Commanders went down to Dallas, got blown out.
Yep.
The Giants went out to Denver, had a big lead, and fell apart at the end. Who had the worst loss, do you think?
The Giants. The Giants have the worst coaching I think I've ever seen. They are Dabble is so bad, and he inspires so little confidence in his team that I just cannot believe that he is still the head coach in New York. And you know, this is New York. Like, this is, you're under the microscope, you're under pressure so much, and he time and time and time and time again has just lost games like this, like the Denver game, and I just can't believe he keeps getting a pass. The Giants are now 2-5. They're a very exciting team to watch now that they have the rookies, you know, firing on all cylinders. I just think they need to get a head coach. I hope they don't. I hope they keep, you know, this coaching staff forever. But if they want to win games, they need to revamp this coaching staff. They are just losers. Absolute losers.
Who are not losers are in action tonight. I know you're flying high about the Caps off to a hot start. They did have an ugly game over the weekend. Somebody was telling me apparently they lose weekend day games at an alarming rate.
Yeah, we shouldn't play before 3 p.m. We just don't wake up for those 12:30 games. It's kind of like
Ovi's out in Echo Stage the night before, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough.
How are we feeling about the Caps through six?
Yeah, no, it was a bad weekend for local sports, starting with your beloved Maryland Terrapins, who, yes.
Specific to locks. I'm a locks guy. I don't hide from that.
Yeah, no, they pay you under the table. I get it.
I get $0, I assure you.
I get it.
Who do you get? You want locks gone, who do you want?
This is the funniest / dumbest question that people say. Well, who are we going to replace him with? Find a guy. There are 128 D1 colleges with hungry young coaches from sea to shining sea. Good coaches come from somewhere. People want to give Locks a job for life because who else are we going to get? I don't know. Find the next guy.
Who you think? You name somebody.
Yeah, I'm asking.
So you've been yelling. How about you name somebody?
Look, I'm
give
not
me a name.
Bemich. Bemich. I'm not a head coach. college football head coaching guru.
But there you just said that, it's a dumb question when people ask who, then you tell me who.
My answer is go out and find him. That's what they're paid to do. You're not paid to win three games a season and then stand at the podium and say, oh, shucks, we'll get him next time. Loxley has proven he is not a good head coach at the D1 level.
Is it Loxley not being a good coach, or the Maryland has not did what other teams do to give him enough talent to go out there and win with?
Oh, he's been given ample opportunity. Ample. Win. There's a guy
the
up
last
in
three
Indiana
games has
right
been
now.
Tough losses.
There's
tough
a guy up in Indiana
leads.
Right now who had a job right down the street, and Indiana plucked him out, and now Indiana is the best team in the nation.
And they Maryland lead in NIL, find, too.
Maryland can find the guy if they want to find the guy.
I do believe Maryland has a bottom five NIL position.
If they don't spend money, they're not going to get a legitimate coach, and they won't have legitimate talent. You can think what you wish. That's facts.
My counter to the Lox stuff. Lox is a superior recruiter that gets great players into Maryland and wants to be there. I don't want to get rid of Lox or some other retread like the Randy Edsall hire. And I think if you find some young hotshot, now granted, Cignetti is kind of a unicorn in that he was old, right? Like he was in his 60s and Indiana made that move. If Maryland finds a young hotshot, that it's just a stepping stone job. They just go somewhere else. Listen, man, the last 3 weeks have been brutal. I hear you on that. But at the same time,
brutal.
That's not true, dude. He won three straight bowl games.
Oh, my God.
That's true.
I forgot that you are happy with winning seven games a season. You want to give him
what are your expectations for Maryland football, dude? Honestly, I'm asking.
My expectations are to be better than average, to be better than the status quo. Just because there's 700 bowl games and we go 4-5 in the Big Ten and they throw us into the Meineke Carr Bowl and we play against an Auburn team who benches every single starter doesn't make it a successful season.
If I may, think about some of these much larger programs, much larger spends than Maryland, like Wisconsin, Auburn. Like these schools can't figure this out, and they just churn and burn, and it does them no good. And their budgets are like 4x what Maryland's spending.
Let me say this.
In Lox's tenure in Maryland, they won three straight bowls from 21 to 23.
Let me say this.
It's been brutal. They haven't closed out any of these wins the last 3 weeks. I get you that. But they're also with a freshman quarterback.
JP, winning against Towson and, you know, Montclair State in September and then going 17-43 in Big Ten conference play is not successful. You can make a bowl game by winning against terrible schools early, and then he loses every single, and that's not hyperbole, he loses every single important game after that. He is 17-43 in Big Ten conference play, and his head coaching for his career, his record is 39-70.
I don't care about what happened.
And you want to give him a contract for life. A 39-70 coach does not deserve a contract for life.
Nobody's suggesting a contract for life. If you come to me next week when we do this with a list, the guys you are interested in, I think that's a more relevant conversation.
I will have a list that will go on for 10 minutes because I will name every offensive and defensive coordinator at the D1 level.
And you better wish they're looking to come here.
Yo, the easiest thing to do is say fire the coach. The hardest thing to do is figure out the guy who's going to be better.
Well, it's not that hard to be better than 39-70.
Is his record at New Mexico State relevant whatsoever? I don't think so.
Okay, fine. His record at Maryland in Big Ten play is 17-43. Let's try to be better than that.
I agree with that. Losing these last 3 weeks is brutal. I agree with that. You have opportunities for big marquee wins. You don't get it done. That is brutal. I'm agreeing with you there. We got to go.
1-8 last year, 1-3 so far this year. Bad.
Goodbye. You're such a pain in the ass. His name's Nate.
He's your friend.
Google
he ain't
him.
My friend.
He drives
your friend.
Me nuts. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitch and Finley, I know who sings this, Landfill. No debate. Meatloaf or Air Supply. No debate either. The ice cream at Yala, the Greek ice cream, is better for you. Protein-packed. Got A2 milk, B. Apparently, that's way better for you than A1. Somebody should work on the branding because you would think A1 is better than A2, but I'm not a milk expert. But shout out to Tommy and Chris from Yala. Shout out to Diane for bringing it in. That creamsicle ice cream, phenomenal, man. I hadn't had that one.
Cookies and cream and what, pistachio was banging.
I might have to try the pistachio. The cherry is really good. It's like healthy Cherry Garcia ice cream. It's really, really good. They got a store in Georgetown now with a line out the door.
Wow.
And you can buy the pints. It's very, very good. I've enjoyed the Yala ice cream every chance I've gotten. Something for you to enjoy. Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win two tickets to Government Mule Friday, October 31st at the Warner Theater. Halloween with Government Mule at Warner Theater. That'll be a scene. All winners will qualify to win a VIP Ultimate Experience Package, which includes two reserved seats, pre-show sound check, and some cool swag. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Call number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets for Government Mule. Nate got me all heated defending Locks. They went 8-5 three straight years and went to three straight bowl games and won them. So
you might need to give let Nate go on a little hiatus for about a week or two. Serious.
I did want to at least check in with the rest of the league for a minute, B.
Mm-hmm.
How much longer do you think Mike McDaniel is going to last in Miami?
He's going to start Tua again. So I would suspect he may get through the whole year, be honest with you.
Who's worse, the Dolphins or the Jets? The Dolphins are 1-6. The Jets are 0-7.
The Jets are worse right now. They just don't seem like they can get nothing going on either side of the ball. They got close that one game, and that was it.
You want to run through the cooked index?
At least when you look at the Dolphins, they lost Tyreek. You know,
yeah.
You look at those things like that. That affects them more. But Have the Jets lost anybody?
They need to lose Justin Fields. He's been awful.
And that's what they gave him as quarterback.
They gave him a lot of guaranteed money, too. I also made the mistake of betting on the New York Jets last week.
And maybe I think you need you.
That's
need
on to, me. You Left got hand two, up.
You need to get your head checked for doing that and also for having Nate all the time. you really need to go lay down and talk to somebody on the couch.
Jets are cooked, correct?
They were cooked when they, a long time ago.
Dolphins cooked?
Yeah.
Ravens?
They may get their people back.
Is Lamar practicing?
When Lamar comes back, I would say they're not cooked. But if Lamar's not there, cooked.
They had, because they were coming
out. Cooper Rush?
Yeah. I think they went to Snoop Huntley. They had a bonus practice on Monday because they were coming off their bye, and Lamar did not practice. Thank you, Diane. Lamar did not practice in the bonus practice. Mm-hmm. But you still won't cook the Ravens.
I won't cook them until I know Lamar's not playing. Because I think Lamar is like that.
They're 1-5.
Still, he's like that.
You like that ice cream? You're going back for more, huh?
Of course.
Titans are all the way cooked. They already fired their coach. They're 1-6.
Yeah.
Raiders, 2-5, cooked?
Pete is a magician sometimes, so not completely cooked. But they are in the pot sizzling.
Texans, 2-4, lost last night to Seattle.
I think the Texans got more than what their records show. They lost to a good team last night. But the thing about them is it just seemed like they're trying like too hard, like pressing.
For me,
haven't relaxed yet.
Like when you are cooked means your season is over. There's no chance you make the playoffs. For the Texans, like the Browns are 2-5. They're cooked, right?
Yeah.
All right. The Texans are 2-4. And what I think puts them closer to cooked than people are willing to consider, what is their path to the playoffs? We may both look forward to betting against Daniel Jones in the playoffs, but the Colts are 6-1. They've got the best point differential in the NFL. Like, their offense is really good. Jonathan Taylor's really good. Mm-hmm. The Colts, to me, are a playoff team. So Houston's not going to win that division. Then you look around at what a wild card spot's going to look like in the NFC, in the AFC. You've got the Pats and the Bills. It sure seems like both those teams are making the playoffs. You've got the Steelers, who I think are making the playoffs. I think they're going to win that division. Broncos, Chargers, Chiefs. The Chargers might be fading here, but I think the Broncos and the Chiefs are making the playoffs. Like, the path to a wild card spot, even for Houston, is very difficult. I think Houston's closer to cooked than we realize.
In the pot on high.
Yeah. Giants, 2-5.
Cook.
The NFC North is loaded. Packers are 4-1-1. Lions are 5-2-0. Bears are 4-2. The Vikings are in last place in the NFC North at 3-3. I'm not saying they're cooked yet.
Their offense don't get better than they cook because they have a good defense that can't really do that because they always on the
Carson
field.
Wentz off the field.
He's horrible.
Saints are cooked.
Nate used to love Carson Wentz. We got to stop listening to him when he talks about quarterbacks.
Are you aware that the Panthers are 4-3?
No, that's a shock to me.
Now, Bryce Young got a high ankle sprain, so he's going to miss some time. But they had that thing moving the right way in Carolina, man.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals, 2-5, cooked.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Kyler.
Well, Kyler's been missing time. Plus, similarly to the Texans, what's their path to the playoffs? They're 2-5. The other three teams in their division are 5-2. So let's say two of those teams make the playoffs. At least two are making it out of the NFC North. Like, if I was to wager, your three wild card teams are coming out of the North and the West.
At this point, it looks like that.
Right, and there's a lot of football to be played, obviously. So did you see, who was the Eagles DN that retired? Za'Darius Smith, I believe.
Yeah.
And now Brandon Graham wants...
He's back.
He's back. Those checks are hard to give up.
Hard to give up. But it's also hard to get your mind back to it when you've been sitting at home, chilling.
He says that
I always tell you, you're thinking about retirement, you retired. He retired and came back.
B, I think about retirement daily. I guess it's different when you're a blogger versus a pro athlete.
Yeah.
All right, we gave away those government mule tickets. I hope those folks have a ton of fun. We're going to make some bets when we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Long down the line.
There's so many things Landfill does, but this is my favorite. Wait. If you're unaware, this is Tuesday's Gone by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Just a tremendous, tremendous song and tremendous use of it, Landfill. As me and B are about gone, Grant and Danny getting ready to start. I got to say, the rave reviews for the Greek yogurt ice cream, Yala's. Yeah. What did you just say?
I got a Turkish buddy trying to take credit for it.
Nah, dog.
Like, dog, you didn't make the ice cream. They did.
If you invented Facebook, you would have invented Facebook.
Yeah. Like the people that were suing him because they took his idea.
Yeah, exactly. The boys at the aquarium are eating it. Landfill, two thumbs up, Landini. Landfill likes it. And I got to be honest, I'm not sure I love the principle of like trying to healthify not healthy foods. Like, have you seen they're making like protein chips now? Like, you can get protein Doritos.
They've been making it.
Right. But that.
When you make protein something, don't take away the taste now. They kept the taste with this.
Yes, it's, yeah, yeah. And like you said, it feels like
cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was very good. You know what's funny is as a crew we roll five deep, but somehow more often than not we end up with just three of us. I'm looking right now. I see Brian and I see Landfill. I don't know where White Brian went. Oh, he's there. He waved again. I thought you walked out, buddy. White Brian, did you enjoy the ice cream?
He might not know.
Yeah, it was good. The pistachio. He might not like know he's pistachio. Here.
The pistachio did taste like actual pistachio.
Yeah.
Which was surprising because I love pistachios. I didn't love the pistachio on its own, but I mixed it with the chocolate a little. That was banging. I'm also a weirdo. B, you know I'm not.
I was
not,
about to say that.
I don't you like tequila and I don't like coffee.
But you like coffee with tequila?
No, I like that coffee flavored tequila in my younger days.
So you like tequila?
Cafe Patron, I think.
Yeah.
Let's make some bets, Landy.
Hard to hear fights. Who won it?
White
Who won
Ryan
last night, White Ryan?
Wasn't here, so I don't know if he's aware. I had the Lions. I know I won.
I had the Lions, and I had the Blue Jays.
You did?
Yeah.
All right, B's 2-0.
Yep.
Lanville had, I don't know what Lanville had.
I'm 2-0, too.
I do not believe you're not a parlay.
I did. It was crazy. I'm like, I love the home teams, so I took the Lions and I took the Seahawks and winner, winner.
I don't believe you.
No, you did
I
not.
I think you took the Mariners.
You did not take the two home teams.
I'm pretty sure I did.
And we're pretty sure, no, like I said earlier, you are the craziest on the show. Yeah, you crazy if you think that going to flow.
That's crazy because you're the crazy one.
White Brian, did you go back and track down who bet on what?
No, but I will after.
Think about it, though. You know what I mean?
Jeff lost. That much I know.
Yeah, we know. And he lost today, too, which is crazy.
Jeff 0-2. Damn, dog. Life comes at you fast. Ooh, we probably have college football tonight.
Sam Houston State. NBA tonight.
We do have NBA tonight. Mm. Two college football games tonight, B. Kennesaw State at Florida International. Can you name either of the Kennesaw State or Florida International mascots?
Owls.
Kennesaw State Owls.
Bam.
Good job, dude. You got Florida International?
Nah.
The Panthers. You also, should you choose
I'm
to.
I'm going with the Warriors.
You could go to the boot. Western Kentucky traveling to I don't know what city to play Louisiana Tech.
Where the hell is Louisiana Tech?
They have a good. They had a good ladies basketball team for a while.
Oh yeah, the lady, when you went on the campus, the ladies had the cars. The guys were driving hoopties.
that actually, Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers are 5-2. The Bulldogs of Louisiana Tech are 4-2.
Give me the like I said, the Warriors tonight.
Warriors for B.
They're -2.5 against the Lakers.
Ruston, Louisiana.
Yeah, Ruston.
Reston, Virginia.
Ruston.
Reston Town Ruston. Center.
Yeah, Reston, Virginia, and Ruston, Louisiana.
Jim Rushton. What do you like tonight, Landy?
Rockets.
White Brian?
Amen Thompson, 12 rebounds and assists.
Amen Thompson. Okay. I'm going to take the Lakers at home. Give me Luka putting on a show for the home crowd. And it's not Staples anymore. What's it called now? Crypto Arena or something?
Mm.
Crypto.com.
White Brian sounds terrible. Let's get that guy some tea or something.
I hope he don't come in tomorrow sound like just. I'm gonna know he did more than just yell.
It's definitely not yelling.
Yeah, that's some BS.
Yelling at 4 a.m. while shotgunning a case of Natty Light is what that sounds like. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today.
OE. He was drinking OE.
Mickey's.
OE is 800. That is brand.
Thank you to David Aldridge for joining us. Thank you to John Bates for joining us, and thank you to Barstool Nate for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called. Grant and Danny coming your way next. World Series breakdown from the boys. If you made it this far, I owe you some ice cream.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.